The Word on Wealth on KPXQ is sponsored by Grand Canyon Planning.
Your money, your estate plan, your retirement. Call and ask your questions. This is the Word on Wealth Financial Network with John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning, and the retirement professor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, winner of the 5-Star Wealth Manager Award.
Well, happy Wednesday, folks. I am John Dombrowski, and you are listening to The Word on Wealth, live and local, here with you for the next hour. And we're going to be talking about financial issues facing all of us. And I love it when the listeners participate. So if you have a question that we can help you with regarding your financial planning, whether it's IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, Roth IRAs, insurance, real estate, estate planning, taxes, whatever's on your mind, please feel free to give us a call here. And the number to participate on the call is 602-274-1360, 602-274-1360. And we do have a line open for you to take your call. Bill is standing by, and as always, when we're talking about these important issues, I do like to take a fun approach to the serious matter of your money. And today we've got a special guest with us, and I'm looking to bring more guests like this to the show from time to time, who I believe have touched the lives of many in such a positive way by spreading the word of God. And I've got with me on the show today Rick Bezanzen. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing great, John.
Good. And Rick, you are the senior pastor of Amazing Grace Church in Glendale. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Great.
And I'm in my ninth year.
In your ninth year. Wonderful. And I just want to give a little background, if you don't mind. And I'm going to do this for you because I know you're modest and you're not here to toot your own horn. But I do want to do a little tooting for you because I think it's important. During your tenure over the past 9 years with the church, you've grown the worship attendance from, was it 23 to 150? Is that correct?
That's correct. Thanks be to God.
Wonderful. And you've also implemented the planting of 5 jail churches in Maricopa County Jail Complex and the commencement of a Spanish worship at the Amazing Grace, correct?
That's correct, John.
Wonderful.
It's been quite a journey.
Yes, and you've also received your Doctor of Ministry from the Fuller Theological Seminary, right?
Correct.
So you've really dedicated your life to this, and this is where I believe you have so much to offer to the listeners here, and I'd like to, get a little bit of feedback from you and some talk from you about, what you're facing out there as a pastor and also what your, followers, your members are facing out there, and I know you're in an area maybe that's a little bit underprivileged, and also working with rehabilitating, through the jail system, and so maybe you give me a little bit of feedback in what you're thinking and seeing out there.
Sure, John. Our church is located at 73rd Avenue in Camelback. We're on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
We're right on the border of Glendale and Phoenix. It's a tough neighborhood, and We go into the jails, so I'd say about a third of our membership is in recovery of some kind.
Right.
Even if they haven't come out of the jails, there's a lot of people, especially with meth nowadays, that we get a lot of people in recovery for meth here. We also have, I'd say about a third of our church is Latino.
Right.
And then the other third, I like to just say we're crazy, okay, because we're crazy for Jesus and his mission. And we have people who drive in from Whitman. We have people who drive in from Surprise, North Phoenix, Peoria, to worship here with us and to support the ministry and the mission. And our mission is to love all people to Christ by becoming Jesus followers and by enjoying the ever-changing adventure of Jesus. And it has been an ever-changing adventure, that's for sure, John.
Well, as we all are searching within ourselves, if we refer to the book of Proverbs for our own wisdom, sometimes it's hard to stay on the correct path. We do stray due to all the distractions and temptations that are out there, don't we, Rick?
Absolutely. And I'd say this also, John, that the city, there's a lot of challenges in the city, and usually the mainline churches pull out of the cities because there's not a lot of money here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the front line of ministry, and what you see happening in the cities, in another 10 years, 15 years, it's going to be happening in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like we lead the trends, whether they're good or bad, and so it's coming. And we have a lot of people nowadays, it's not like when we were growing up, John, where everybody believes in Jesus Christ in some form or another, whether you're Presbyterian, Lutheran, or Catholic. Nowadays, people don't even know the Bible stories.
And what we find out there, of course, is that our culture seems to be pushing the younger generation away from it, if anything, and shunning it. And I really feel that's a horrible, it could be a horrible outcome if we don't have people like yourself out there who are, getting the word out there and hopefully keeping, God and Jesus in front of all of us.
Well, our culture is anti-Christian, and we need pastors, yes, but we need Christians to stand up and be disciples of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's something we don't like, we should state it. And we don't have to be rude about it. But at the same time, there's no reason for people to use the Lord's name in vain around us,
right,
and for us not to be offended.
Right.
There's things that offend us, and we should stand up for Jesus. And the greatest witness we have is when our people leave our church. It's when they go back to their businesses, schools, their communities. That's when they can make a difference.
Sure. And you know, as you just said, it's sometimes we don't have to be rude about it. It's the way we act. It's the way we carry ourselves. And that's what's ultimately going to show who we are, what type of a person we are, and that hopefully is going to touch others. And hopefully, I know I idolize certain people, and I look at those people and I think to myself, wow, I'd love to be like them. Why is that? It's because of how they carry themselves, what they do with themselves. You know, I see people like you who really put yourself out there, and you don't ask for anything in return. You're just spreading the word. You're trying to do the good out there that all of us need to do. And we're, as I said, we're all looking within ourselves of maybe how to do that. And sometimes we don't know how to do that. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that when we get back from the break. We're going to be taking a break here in a minute, Rick. But, again, and when we look at the Bible and in Proverbs 1:7, where it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and
yes,
fools despise wisdom and instruction." And, I could look at that in many ways, not just, fearing the Lord, but we seem to gain wisdom from things that occur in our lives sometimes. And it could be something that affects one person one way, another person another way. It's not always the same for everyone. But sometimes, yeah, we need to fear things before we start to believe. But again, Rick, I am going to just take our first break here. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more with Pastor Rick Bezanson of the Amazing Grace Church in Glendale. And again, Rick, I appreciate you being with us today. If you have a question for Pastor Rick, we'd love you to give us a call here. And the number to call in to participate to the show is 602-274-1360. 602-274-1360. We've got a line open for you. And again, I am John Dombrowski here live on The Word on Wealth, and we're live and local. We'll be here with you through the 6 o'clock hour, and as always, here Monday through Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. And if you'd like to get a hold of us off the air, you can do so by going to thewordonwealth.com. There's a variety of information there and ways to get a hold of us and ways to get a hold of all of our guests. And what I will do also is for Rick. Rick, I'm going to put your name and information up on our website there. We'll get that up there. I'll talk to our person here at the office to make sure that gets done. If you'd like to get a hold of Rick Bezanson off the line and you'd like to maybe potentially join his church, I'm sure he would love for you to come to his church and pray with them as well. And, Rick, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more, and hopefully we'll get some folks out there if they have a question to give us a call. Thank you.
The Word on Wealth will be right back. Call and be part of the show. 1-602-274-1360.
Hi friends, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor here. You know, I'm often asked, why have so many families trusted their retirement plans to our office for advice? So let me answer that question. Well, firstly, there's experience. I've been assisting families with their retirement planning needs for over 30 years. There aren't very many planning situations that I haven't seen before, and that experience is invaluable when it comes to good counsel. Secondly, there's credentials. I've been a certified financial planner since 1986, in good standing with all of the supervisory agencies that regulate financial advisors. And And thirdly, there's specific expertise. Retirement planning now is different than it's ever been before, and the state-of-the-art techniques today are nothing like the planning of prior generations. I guess that's why I'm called the retirement professor. So let me invite you to do what so many others have already done, and call me for your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. It's free, and I can promise you that you will learn some...
Hi, I'm Bill Gaither, and we are so excited to present the 2012 Gaither Homecoming Tour. Coming to Glendale, Arizona at the Jobbing.com Arena on Friday, February the 10th. Tickets are on sale now at Gaither.com. Get ready for an unforgettable evening of wonderful music, laughter, and encouragement featuring the world-class talent of the new Gaither Vocal Band and a star-studded lineup of award-winning gospel artists. The 2012 Gaither Homecoming Tour at the Jobbing.com Arena on Friday, February the 10th. Order your tickets today at Gaither.com or by calling 800-713-3773. I hope to see you there.
And learn how to flip three homes in 90 days. Call 800-442-3450. You don't want to miss this. Call now. 800-442-3450.
Welcome to the New Music Update from NewReleaseTuesday.com.
NewReleaseTuesday.com.
Featuring what's new in Christian music each week. What's up? I'm Bill Lerwick. On this New Music Update, after 12 years of making music, their final epic collection of 34 songs, the David Crowder Band return with Give Us Rest. Their final show this week at the Passion 2012 conference in Atlanta, Georgia. We bid farewell to the David Crowder Band with a brand new 34-song collection, Give Us Rest, now available. For a complete look at all the new releases in Christian music each week, visit NewReleaseTuesday.com. For the New Music Update, I'm Bill Lerwick. Now, go enjoy the music.
Home safety is a family effort. Being safe and sound should be everyone's priority. In times like these, theft and violence can strike anywhere. Protect your family. Keep your home well lighted and always lock doors and windows. Installing alarms adds an extra level of protection. Never leave valuables in plain sight. To learn more about protecting your home and family, visit ncpc.org or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
The Word on Wealth on KPXQ is sponsored by Grand Canyon Planning.
Well, we are back. I am John Dombrowski here on KPXQ, the Christian station, and you are listening to The Word on Wealth, as always, live and local, and we'll be with you here through the 6 o'clock hour, and we do have a line open for you if you've got a question that we can help you with regarding your financial situation, or if you'd like to call in and talk with our special guest today. The number here is 602-274-1360, 602-274-1360. And, of course, we are speaking to Rick Bezanson, the pastor at Amazing Grace Christian Church in Glendale. And, you know, I was thinking off the air here a second, Rick, and, you know, all of us have an internal yearning, I think, to help others. Maybe some of us just haven't recognized it yet, and maybe we're just too busy with our own everyday life. You know, we've got work, we've got children, we're keeping up with our bills, our debt, et cetera. However, as we do progress and mature, I think we do begin to recognize the signs, and some of us take more action than others. Some of us preach like you do. Some of us donate our time, our money, and some of us do a radio show like I do to bring the knowledge to those who want to listen and learn. And then there are, again, those like you, as I said, who preach and who give so much without expecting anything in return. And, you know, I know you've written a book a couple years ago called Go to Jail, which I thought is great, a great name for that book. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about that, where the folks could get that. And I know you're working on another book as well.
Yes, John, I'm working on a book on prayer. It should be out in a couple months. But the main thing for me is to focus on Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about you know, what I've done and stuff, and it's really not me. It's Christ working through me, and I'd like love to take credit for it, but it's all for His glory. And our mission statement says, "Enjoy the ever-changing adventure of Jesus," and that's what it is. When you live in a relationship with Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
and you listen to Him and He guides your life, you'll find yourself doing things you never thought you'd do. I preach in Spanish in the jails and at our church. In high school, I took 4 years of French, and I hate languages. But the Lord sent me to Mexico to learn Spanish, and I'm preaching in Spanish now. And I believe the Lord gives the Latinos the gift of ears to understand me also. But mm-hmm. it's in getting plugged into that adventure, getting plugged into Jesus, and getting plugged in with prayer and study of the Word, and He will guide you. He will guide you, and He'll speak to you, and you'll know what the Lord wants you to do. I know this is in regards to finances, primarily on your station here, your show, John. And I want to bring that in a little bit. First of all, we're an inner city church.
Right.
I deal with poor and lower middle class people, and the economy hurts them more than anybody.
Sure.
All right.
Right.
Higher unemployment, people losing their homes, and I know that's happening everywhere, but the poor get the worst of it.
Mm-hmm.
They want to work, but there's no work available. We deal with those families, and, you know, so people who think that the poor or lower middle class aren't hurting in this economy, they hurt the worst, I believe.
Right.
The middle class and upper middle class, we have funds we can fall back on, family and friends, a community, mm-hmm. that doesn't exist for the poor.
You know, when I used to go to church back in New Jersey, I'm thinking back in New Jersey versus here in Arizona, it's different here. I'm finding it a little bit different here financially with a collection that's done during a service mm-hmm. is a little bit, it's not as, I guess, regimented here as I've seen it and remember it when I lived back east. Have you had much experience? Have you done anything on the east side of the country to notice
no,
a difference?
I'm from Southern California in Los Angeles.
Okay.
But in regards to giving in the church, we have quite a few people who tithe here at the church.
Right.
And the Lord has blessed us with some wonderful sister congregations everywhere from North Dakota to Scottsdale, all over the place. And they've been very faithful, and we have other people who help our ministry.
Right.
But it's near impossible to have professional clergy in the city.
So is it difficult
for
you?
That's why the main lines pull out. And the Catholic Church is even pulling out of areas in the middle of the city, and that never used to be.
Is it difficult?
The Catholics used to be in for the long haul, you know.
So, Rick, are you finding it more difficult then to raise enough money to support your congregation? Or?
Well, actually, we just turn it over to God, and we get money from all over the place. It's right when, you know, I've had to hold my check a couple times, John, and right when we're in crunch time, the Lord provides.
It happens.
The check that comes in the mail, and that's part of that ever-changing adventure, you know.
Right, right.
So I guess I don't want to really cry the blues about that. But,
well, I want to bring awareness to it because, you know, there are different parts of the valley, and I know you're in a really challenging area of the valley, and it sometimes is a little bit harder for you. So I do want to bring awareness to that, and if there is anyone out there who would like to lend any type of assistance, whether, as I said, some financial, some, you know, want to lend their time or whatever it may be, I just want them to know and hear your story out there and what you're facing. Because I believe in what you're doing, and so I do want to let the listeners know that we are going to be putting some information about the Amazing Grace Christian Church on our website. So if anyone does want to get in touch with you, Rick, they'll be able to do so.
Okay, I'd like to mention also my associate pastor, Pastor Perry Kopatz. He works for Touchstone Behavioral Health
mm-hmm.
as a full-time job, and then he's a part-time pastor here. And his dedication here and also to Touchstone is amazing, and I appreciate his partnership in the gospel. And for us, both of us, the focus isn't nickels and noses as much as it is the presence of God
mm-hmm.
and His presence in our lives and in our church. And we're at the point now where we're in the red zone. I learned that term from you, John.
The red zone.
My
yeah.
wife and I are in the red zone. So I was never planning on retiring because I feel the Lord has put me where he wants me, and I'm going to serve here until he calls me somewhere else.
Right.
But at the same time, I realized my wife and I, my beautiful wife, Robin, and I realized that I had to put that plug in, all right?
Yeah, and you're safe now. You're safe now.
There you go. We're planning also for the benefit of the church,
sure.
all right? And by that, I mean I may retire when I'm 65, but I'll still work in the church, but I'll work for free or for a minimal amount.
Mm-hmm.
And then perhaps my associate pastor can work full-time or whatever. But these are some of the things you have to do in order to do ministry in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I would challenge some of the pastors out there to look at their call more as a call and not just as a job.
Mm-hmm.
We have too many professional clergy that are looking at their call as a job, and it's not. We're called by Jesus Christ to watch his flock and to preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the scripture, there's no ending for that. I don't see where Moses retired, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see where Elijah retired. John the Baptist retired, but it was forced, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And our society needs a prophetic voice. It needs someone who's going to, you talked about the law with Proverbs, but we need somebody who's going to declare that there is a God who's alive, and he cares about us, he loves us, and he cares about how we live.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't hear it anywhere else, John.
Well, I feel
you're not going to hear it on TV. If you go to TBN, yeah, but you're not going to see it on television. You're not going to generally hear it on the radio. Lord help our children for the movies and the TV shows they're growing up with.
Well, let me just say this, Rick. That's why I feel it is important to have people like you on the show and to so people know that there are those of you out there who are or are, you know, doing what needs to be done out there to get the word out there and to speak on behalf of those of us who maybe aren't, you know, doing what we should be doing to spread the word as you are. So I just have to say, Rick, we're coming up on the break here, and I just want to thank you again, Pastor Rick Bezanson, who is the senior pastor of Amazing Grace Christian Church in Glendale. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show, Rick, today. And
thank you, John.
You're welcome.
I appreciate the opportunity. And I'd also like to say this. Pastors are not great with finances, so I was surprised John invited me on the show. But I go to John because he knows what to do with my money, and he's helping me plan my retirement where financially I can retire, but I can still work in the church. He does a dynamite job, and he helps you understand difficult concepts. He makes it easy. And God bless you, John, for what you do.
Well, God bless you too, Rick. I appreciate that. And we'll look forward to seeing you and Robin in the upcoming weeks, okay?
You take care, brother.
Thank you. God bless. And, well, with that, we say goodbye to Senior Pastor Rick Bezanson of the Amazing Grace Christian Church.